Okay. Well, I'm going to attempt to be brief. This year is being done approximately 12 hours behind schedule, Baruch Hashem. Our youngest son, not our youngest child, but our youngest son got married on Yom Revi'i Balayla, and that's the cause of the delay. Last night was Sheva Brachos, Baruch Hashem. And without further ado, I will attempt to be brief to the point, but I think that this is actually a very important discussion. Let me close the window here. There's something going on outside that perhaps we shouldn't listen to. Okay. Okay. This is a topic which is close to my heart. Why? Perhaps because I'm so familiar with flaws. And this is actually the topic of discussion here is something that I live, I wouldn't say in mortal dread of. Perhaps if I lived in real mortal dread of this, then I would maybe be a better person. But it definitely, it disturbs me. And so let's discuss it. Let's discuss it. Start off with a very interesting point. Yerushalmi in Sota says as follows. We're discussing here the identity of a person by the name of Elihu. In Sefer Iov, and I don't belabor the point, in Sefer Iov we're all unfamiliar that Iov is being tested. He's being tested through experiences, rapid fire of a tremendous suffering, privation in this world. And because of that, he becomes perhaps skeptical as to whether Chalila v'chas, the Rebbe Shem, is actually running the world. He never has any doubts as to whether it's a creator, right? That he's only left up for, that's only left for fools. But he has doubts as to whether the creator is actively involved in running the world, or he has created a pre-designed system that that is not case-sensitive to a person's actions. It is the system of Mazel. Fine, and that's a discussion for Sefer Yev, and we're not doing that right now. He has three friends, and they are indeed friends, but they come to rebut him, and they're not successful. And there are different ways of explaining their attempts at rebuttal, and once again, that's not our discussion at the moment. There is a fourth individual appears at the end. We wouldn't necessarily have known that he is a friend of Eo, but it appears that he is familiar with him. And his name is Elihu. And he, in turn, has the capacity to rebut Eo. He opens up vistas for Eo that he had not previously considered, etc. And again, that's all very discussion-oriented towards Sefer Eo. What is of interest for us over here is that the Yerushalmi in Sota has two opinions there, one of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and that of Rabbi Akiva, as to what the identity, who is this Elihu? Is he perhaps really another person that we're familiar with? And this is his kilo, his pen name here in Sefer Iov. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that that Elihu is Yitzchak Avinu. Fascinating. Rabbi Akiva says that it's Bilam HaRasha. Bilam HaRasha. I can't think of two more polar opposites than Rav Elazar ben Azariah's suggestion of Yitzchak Avinu and that of Rabbi Akiva, Bilam HaRasha. We would nearly avoid such polarized arguments. We prefer it to be Metzamtzim, the Machlokas. How can it be that we have two opinions of it? And he is successful, Elihu. It's clear in the Savior's says, Bilam. According to Rabbi Akiva, Elihu is Bilam. Let's investigate. The Mishnah says, "Kol mi sheyesh be'roshol shel dvarim halol mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu." A person has in his hand, these three things is a student of Avraham Avinu. Roshol shel dvarim achirim and three other things, kind of read, apparently in his hand. That terminology itself is a strange terminology. Mitalmidav shel Bilam Harasha. Why would you use the terminology biyado? What are those midos? Ayin tova, right? Ruach namucha, a good eye, a lowered spirit, right? Nefesh shvela, and a non-desirous as it were, life force, or drive for life. Mi talmid of Shavuot Avinu, that person who has those three qualities, Ayin Tova, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Shvela, he is a talmid, he's a student of Avraham Avinu. Ayin Ra, the Ruach Gvoa, a person who looks negatively on that which someone else has, Ruach Gvoa, or on that which he sees around him. Ruach Gvoa is very haughty, right? Nefesh Rechava is desirous and endlessly desirous. He's Mi talmid of Shel Bilam HaRasha. Okay. Interesting call him a talmid, but okay. He's a student of Bilam HaRasha. Ma bein talmidav shel Avraham Avinu l'talmidav shel Bilam HaRasha. Bizarre question. What's the difference? I mean, isn't it clear? I mean, you think of Bilam and you think of, you know, Avraham Avinu. So, okay. What's the story? Like, what's the difference between them? What's the difference? Talmidav shel Avraham Avinu ochlim b'olam hazeh v'ochlim b'olam haba. The talmidim of Avraham Avinu, they eat in this world and they inherit the next world. Shenehemar, lahanchilo avayesh. To give as an inheritance to all those who love me, yesh, all of their reality, yesh, the reality here, we're not talking about the supermarket chain in Israel, yesh, the reality that they have created, that they have imprinted with the color and the flavor of the Torah, that's the yesh of this world, that becomes in turn their olam haba. So say amalei at the same time, they are engaging this in using the yesh properly, they are, as it were, filling up their storehouses for the next world. But the talmidim of Bilam Rasha, yorshin gehenna, v'yordin lever shachas. It's interesting. Mentions there, yorshin gehenna, they inherit gehenna, v'yordin lever shachas, and they go down to oblivion. And Hashem, you should take these people down, right? These people who are false in the way that they relate to the Torah amongst the people that are there, that it's referring to those who have no chelik in Olam Haba, Doeg Adomi, Achitofel, Bilam in this case, others. Yeah. Bring them down to a barren pit, Anshi Dama Mirma, men of blood and deceit, Loyechzi and Mayhem, they should not live out half their days, Vani Eftach Bach, and I will place my trust in you. So it's interesting, just as Yorshim Gehenna doesn't talk about how they involve themselves in Olam Hazeh. It's funny. They say about Rav Chaim Shmulevitz that he could never understand how Esav would be willing to accept Olam Hazeh, right? His chelik in the Yerusha, as it were, that he should get Olam Hazeh and Yaakov should get Olam Haba. What sort of choice is that? I can possibly take Olam Hazeh in place of Olam Haba? What's the Havamina? What was any sort of level of thinking? And then, as the story goes, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz came to America. He said, okay, now I understand the Havamina. So you would think you'd make an appearance over here. We're not prissy here. We have to be explicit in terms of what Esav does, but let's just say he has a blast in Olam Hazeh, but he goes to Gehenim afterwards. No. All it says is, Yorshin Gehenim, Yorshin Vishachas. Okay. Yeah, there are other ways to explain it, but I think it's a point to ponder. So, we mentioned before, what's the term Yesh B'yado he has in his hand? Yesh B'yado? Kol mi sheyesh bo. These are midos we're talking about. These are affects. These are midos. These are internal. What's something you give B'yado in your hand? And of course, the question we asked before also, what does it mean? Ma bein, what's the difference? Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu and Talmid of Shel Bilam Rasha. You don't see the difference? Talmid of Avraham Avinu, they walk around, they're tzaddikim. You see the tzaddikim, you see the way they conduct themselves, you see the way they live lives. Talmid of Bilam Rasha, they're engaged in, Bilam is engaged in bestiality. Isn't that a little bit of a difference? Why don't we point that out? Among other things. And as we mentioned, why is it only tell us the story of this world and this world and the next world with regard to the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, with regard to Bilam Rasha, just as Yorshin Gehenna? So I'm going to synopsize here. The Baal Shem Tov says that really, and this is, he's coming to answer the question, what does the Mishnah mean, Ma Bain? What's the difference between them? What's the difference between them? The Baal Shem Tov says that really all of these qualities, there's six qualities. There's Ayin Tova, there's Ayin Ra, right? There's Ruach Nemucha, there's Ruach Gvoa, There's Nefesh Shvela and Nefesh Rechava. These are all existent in every person. The question is where does he appoint them in the place of his character? Does he use them in his attitude towards Olam Hazeh? Or does he use them in terms of his attitude in the world of Ruchnias, of connection to Hashem? The tzaddik will have an Ayin Tova and a Ruach Nemucha and an Efesh Shvela in terms of where he looks at Olam Hazeh. The Rasha will have an Ayin Ra and a Ruach Gvoa and an Efesh Rechava in the way he looks at Olam Hazeh. But in terms of the internal world, it's reversed. The tzaddik is never satisfied in terms of his Ruchnias. He doesn't think he's the cat's meow, etc., etc., etc. As you can turn, and you can look at the Baal Shem Tov, etc., at length. All of these meters exist in everybody. The question is what is one's world view? What is one's world view? How does one, right? How does one apply these meters? Apply these meters. Again, meters are not just intellectual. When the Rambam talks about Hilchos Deos, they are Deos, that means these are not just Hilchos Chachma. They are the way that one absorbs truths of Torah and how one connects to the reality within which he lives. That is a Dea. A Dea is connection. Just like you know, Yeda Adam is Chava Ishto. There is a connection between Adam and Chava. A person who is a bardas, his connection to the reality outside of him, just as husband and wife are connected to an entity outside of themselves and they become lebasar echad, so too also a person's dea vis-a-vis the world is where he connects to that reality outside of him and he becomes part of it and becomes part of him. So the idea of a person's affect, and how do I relate to the world of the here and the now? How do I relate to the world of what we call Olam Haba? Olam Haba. And how I align these different midos. In which world? The Ruchni world or the Gashmi world? I dare say that is the idea of Kol Mishyesh Biyado. I'm not just talking about internally, you know, what do you think? What do you think? Biyado means what do you give reality to in the way that you conduct your life? Now, there's a person's midos. It's not enough just to have the intellect. You need the intellect. Without the intellect, we're lost. Because how will we know what's right? How will we know what's wrong? How will we know what's the truth? How will we know what's false? But the goal is to translate that into affect, into conduct. So it becomes part of your everyday life, how you live life. That's biyado, that's in your hands, in the world of pu'ul, in the world of action. Kol mi sheyesh biyado shlosha dvarim halalu, etc. How does it become manifest here in Olam Hazeh? In Olam Hazeh. So the Mishnah tells it to us. How do I relate to Olam Hazeh? Ayin Tova, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Shvela. Or Ayin Ra, Ruach Gvoa, Nefesh Rechava. But when the mission tells us Ma Bein, we understand that we're not just talking about what's cooking here in terms of Olam Hazeh. We're talking about, right, a worldview that's much more subtle, because all of the midos exist in everybody. And it means the reverse is found in the way that one relates to the Olam of Ruchnias. Am I not satisfied with my bank account, or I'm not satisfied with my success? It doesn't mean a person has to be bitter. He just knows the job is endless. He never becomes self-satisfied with his success in Ruchnias. It's endless. It's a different person. A person who is not satisfied, he's not becoming complacent, he's not sitting upon his laurels. In the world of Ruchnias, it's a very different person who's not satisfied with the amount of money that he has. It's a different person. One is never happy. The one I'm going to be happy, but just not complacent. Further, the Gemara in Yuma for those that are learning Daf Yomi, this is just a few days ago. I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani, I'm Rabbi Yonasan, my dechsiv, l'mazem mechir, b'yaksir, aksil, liknos, kochma, v'leiv, ayin. Oy lehem l'soneim shal Talmid Chacham, it's a euphemism. Woe to the enemies of Talmid Chacham, and actually it's a reference to Talmid Chacham himself, sha'oskim b'torah ve'ein behem yirashamayim. Person can be osik b'torah, and yet not translate it into yirashamayim. The intellect, application. Rava says, Amar lehu Rava l'rabbanim, Rava said to the Talmidim, b'matusa minaycha, I beseech of you, lo tirsun tarte gehenam, don't inherit two gehenams. What two gehenams? Gehenam in this world, Rashi explains there, and Gehenam in the next world. You'll toil in Torah here, but you won't apply it. So you're toiling in Torah, you're not out of the disco, you're not partying, you're not doing this. You're not, quote-unquote, what the world calls enjoying Olam HaZeh. And you're going to oblivion because you're not really making it your life. You're not struggling to transform that Torah into your Shamayim. I'm not saying this is exactly the same case over here, but it is similar to it. And that's why perhaps it talks about the Talmidim of Bilma Rasha. We're not talking about the guys walking around, etc., who've got, you know, I belong to Bilam's club on their briefcases, right? I'm all for bestiality. I'm a buddy of Bilam. No. We're talking about people who become Talmidim of Bilam, and perhaps unknowingly, because they are not translating the knowledge they have into their affect, into what's biyadam, in their hands. How are you living this world? How are you existing? How are you being? So similar to that, Rava says, don't inherit two gehenams. Take the plunge. Translate that which you know into who you are. Let's go a step further. I think if you think about it, this is eye-opening. And perhaps frightening, but it is definitely a point to ponder. How does one prevent oneself from falling into this trap? So here's, I think, a fascinating thing. Kilavan is galgel, says the Shar Gilgulim from Arizal. Kilavan is galgel bebilam v'achakach benovala karmeli. Three personages. Lavan, Yaakov Avinu's father-in-law, his nemesis. He wants to destroy Yaakov spiritually. Bilam wants to curse the Jewish people. Naval HaKarmeli. Naval HaKarmeli is a person in Sefer Shmuel for whom David HaMelech does great acts of chesed. He protects Naval's shepherds. He cares for them, watches over them in the desert, he and his men. Make sure they're not attacked by marauders. Make sure they're not attacked by wild animals. And when David comes to him after having performed the service and asks just for some food because his men and he are have nothing, he doesn't ask for all his wealth. This is not, give me all of your wealth now that I've done this for you, for food. And Nabal refuses. He won't give it. It's all about himself. All about himself. Different personages. Lavan, Bilam, an interesting novel. Novel. Says the Pasuk in Tilam, Lamatzeach LeDavid, Amar Novel Belibo, Ein Elokim, Yishchisu Yisivu Alila In Oset Tov. Says Novel Belibo, there's no God. Again, he's not an atheist. He's just saying he's not involved. And as a result, Yishchisu Yisivu Alila Ein Oset Tov. It's a dog-eat-dog world. I can't rely upon the Creator, even though he'd be the Creator. I don't see him involved in my life, per se. There's too many things that happen that I don't understand. I can't rely upon him. Amar Nava Beliba Ein Elokim. Not there's no creator, but there is no one who's really being Mashgiach that I can count on. I can live my life marching to the beat of his drum. Says Rav Moshe David Vali, Talmud Mufak of the Ramchal. He says, the Matzeach LeDavid, Amar Navo Beliba, In Elokim Yishchiso Yisivu Alila In Oseto Vinei Akesher Shel Amizmor Hazeh Im Akodem Hu Lefishi Yizkir Besofo Bitchono Achaz. Like the previous prayer says, Vani Bechastacha Vatachti Yageli Bibishu Asecha. I place my trust in your Chesed Hashem. I know that it not always appears in a sweet form, but I know that you are Hashem of Chesed, that it's all motivated, it's all directed from a source of chesed. Sometimes it's sweet, sometimes it's bitter, but I know it's all going in the direction of chesed. Ani v'chastacha v'tachti yagel libi b'shua secha shiru l'Hashem gigamal lai. That's the end, night of Perek Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Dalet starts. Oma novel belibo. So says Rav Moshe David Vali, v'shihizkir besofu bitchonu achozak shalamamin reibola haskir brosho shalze hityashut. The sense of loss, the sense of giving up hope. Hagamur shal bilti mamin, the Koron novel. A person refuses to believe, refuses to trust, right? Again, I'm not saying every experience in life is sweet. There are bitter experiences in life. But we know that Hashem, the source of everything, and the one who guides everything, has said, Olam chesed yibone. It will be a world of chesed. Sometimes that chesed becomes apparent sooner, sometimes later. Sometimes perhaps it never becomes apparent in this world, but it will come to fruition. This world or the next world, total fruition. But the novel, the one who cuts himself off from his source, I heard from Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha. Why is he called a novel? The person doesn't believe. Just like a novella, just like a dead carcass. It reeks. Anything that's cut off from its source of life has a foul odor to it. Sweat, fecal odor, fecal matter, right? A dead animal, and the worst, a cadaver, a dead human being. The foul odor when it's cut off from life. Novel, it's like a novella. By cutting himself off from Hashem's chesed, by saying, I don't see him being mischasid with me. Because one day maybe yes, one day maybe no, so therefore I toss the entire system out. He's called a novel. He's filled with yeush. It's now doggy to doggy dog world. I'll do whatever's necessary, survival of the fittest. We see this in Lavan. You see it in Bilam. In Bilam. On a different level. Right? Bilam perhaps grasps certain things, but he can't internalize them. He won't internalize them. And Naval, it's all about me. Like, it's got to be number one. I've got to take care of the big one. It's my money. I should give it to somebody else. Did we sign a contract? Did you sign? Did you protect my people? Did you ever give you something? No. So I'm not going to give you anything. You're just a rebellious servant, calls David. Further, let's see. Really, there's no cause for yeush, because in all of life's experiences, please don't suspect me of proverbing tzidkus. I'm not there. I wish I were there, if there is a there, because a person is always in. There's no there. It's always a work in process. Whatever. This is the truth. I'm convinced 110% that this is all true. Hashem is always talking to us. Just, we're not always listening. But there's no reason to be mityayesh. There's no reason to give up. Why? Because Hashem has abandoned us. Really, we just abandoned Him. It says, ויאמר עליהם, לינו פה הלילה, ואשיבוסי אתכם דבר, כאשר ידבר השם אליו, וישבו, מואב עם בילום. ויבוא אלוקים אל בילום, ויאמר, מי האנשים האלה עמך? Our parsha. Bilam says, listen, the Lord's going to come to me, we'll see what he says. Okay, won't get into the Gaiva aspect, etc. Fine. Vayavu l'kim el bilam vayomer mi'an hashim ha'el imach. Who are these people with you? Says Rashi, mi'an hashim ha'el imach la'at oso ba. He's coming to cause him to make a ta'ut, to make a mistake. So if you read this, right, you read this, and then the Rashi continues, Amar pamim she'ena kol galui lefonav, ein daito shava lav. Hashem is not totally involved all the time. In other words, Tzadi doesn't believe that Hashem is omnipotent, right, and omniscient. He could be, but that's not the way he runs the world. Not the way he runs the world. He sometimes he's closer, sometimes he's less close. You can manipulate, again, not you can manipulate the Creator, but you can manipulate the way he deals with the world. He's distant. He's not totally, imminently involved in everything here. He's distant. So, but you read the Rashi, and Rashi appears to say, Latosa boy, he's coming to trip him up. Oh, that's not nice, Hashem. Why are you trying to trip up Bilam? That's not nice. Is that fair? God's trying to trip us up? It's funny. It's not funny. It's very sad. This Creator does. Creates pitfalls in front of us, stumbling blocks. If I kept the Torah says, "Lifnei evil osikem yeshal." Don't place a stumbling block before a blind person. We're all blind to one degree or another. Why is he placing a stumbling block in front of us? Let's continue. Back to Bereishis. Vayikra Hashem Elokim el ha'adam vayomer lo ayeka. And Hashem called out to Adam. He says, "Where are you?" This after the chait. Rashi says over there. Ayeka. Yedeya hayahechanu. Of course, he knew where he was. Elikanes imo bedvorim. In order to get involved in a conversation with Adam, that's why he said to him, "Ayeka, where are you?" Shalihei nivhal lahashiv im yanesheo pitom. If Hashem had immediately said, "Bang!" Not saying anything, give him an onus right away. There's no way that Adam can deal. I'll begin to speak to him. Adam perhaps will feel some remorse, etc. He'll immediately express tshuva. V'chein b'kayin, says Rashi, and so too with Kayin. Amalo, eyeh v'lachicha. Where is Hevel, your brother? Hashem knew that he just killed Hevel. Why? To be nechdes on my dvarim. To help him out. V'chein b'bilam. Mia anashima elimach. Likonis imayim b'dvarim. V'chein b'chizkyo, etc. Bilam? The statement, mia anashim ha'elimach, who are these people with you? Didn't Rashi tell us in Bamidbar he was coming to trip him up? And now he says he's coming in Konis Imayim Bedvarim to enter into a conversation with him. Ella, what we see over here is our understanding of Hat'oso, to cause him to trip, is not because Hashem wants him to trip. He's creating for him the world of choice. You can think now that perhaps I don't know what's going on in the world. That's the way I've created the world. I kilo remove my involvement with it so that I have to ask you, who are these people? And, or, right, realize that I'm engaging in conversation. I'm with you. Bill, make a choice. There's a place here for ta'ut. There's a place here for error. With the Adam and the Kayin, they'd already sinned. So therefore, the discussion with them is to awaken them to tshuva. With Bilam is to make him aware that he's standing before a choice here, a test. Think about who these people are. Why are they coming to you? Is this what I really want? Is this what I want? Latosobo, you're now before a hurdle. You could make a really bad mistake here. Again, it's your choice. Hashem is not saying it to you explicitly, just like Hashem never speaks to us explicitly. The events of life happen. We think he's trying to trip us up. He's not trying to trip us up. He's giving us an opportunity to grow. If you could jump over the hurdle, you're a better hurdler. You've climbed the rungs of life. If however you don't put your effort into it, you stumble over it, you got busted up shins. that is life. Choose, grow or fall. Later on, we see this is true. Because later on, when Bilam is on his way, and then Hashem sends the Malach Elokim, right? It's actually Malach Hashem, which is what Rashi points out. Malach Hashem. Standing his way, Bilam doesn't see him initially. The Aton, the donkey that he's riding, sees. V'yicha'af Elokim ki holechu. Hashem is angry at the fact that Bilam is chosen incorrectly. He's decided to go and curse the Jewish people. V'yisiyatzev Malach Hashem. It doesn't say Malach Elokim, it says Malach Hashem. The Shem Yudke Vavke is associated with Hashem's Rachamim. But Derech L'Satan Lo. L'Satan Lo. It's a funny way of describing a Malach Hashem. It should be an accuser. Satan. V'rochev al Atonu v'shnein Ravim Mo. Says Rashi, L'Satan Lo, Malach Shel Rachamim Hayav Hayarotzi L'Mano Milachto Shel Yechta V'Yovar. If the first Rashi that said that when Hashem said to Bilam, Mian Hashima Eli Mach, Lat Oso means literally Hashem is looking for the opportunity to trip him up, to mess him up, then why is he saying the Malach Elokim now? Malach Rachamim, Malach Hashem, Malach Rachamim, wrote to Limano Milachto Shalurchta over Yovad. To keep him from sinning. What a state make up your mind. Is he coming to cause him to stumble, or is he causing him to keep him from sinning? What we said before is true. Hashem doesn't want him to stumble. But that's the experience of life now. You have a place to, right, to make a big mistake, to be to'eh. You'll grow from it, or you'll fall. Now he's already on the path. Hashem is merachim on him. And how is he merachim? And he sends a malach Hashem l'satan lo, which is the batayim. What was the Satan lo? He says the Rashi tables, Shvela Tova Nemucha. Shvela Tova Nemucha. Those 3 meters we saw by Avraham Avinu. Bilam, wake up. How did he wake him up? With an embarrassment, a burning embarrassment, a slap to his face. Because says the Matayin, that's the Iker, is our egocentric view of the universe. It all revolves around us. That's from that is Mr. If, from that branches out all of our mistakes. Everything. It's all revolving around me. And here Bilam gets a slap to the face. Your donkey sees, you don't see. Oh. It's a slap. It burns. It's shameful. It's degrading. It's the Satan lo. Shvela, right? Tova, Nemucha. Ruch Shvela, Ein Tova, right? I'm sorry. Ruach Nefesh Shvela, Ruach Ein Tova, Ruch Nemucha. It's a slap. But it's a Malach Hashem, it's Rachamim. Hashem is speaking to us. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying I absorb it correctly all the time. This, I think, is Emes Lamito. Whom do we want to be Talmidim of? Again, we're not talking to the people who are walking around with their bestiality club card in their pocket. We're not talking about people over here who are coming as necessarily to destroy all values, Jewish values in the world. We're talking about us. To whom do we want to be a Talmid of? A Talmid of Avram, or a Talmid by mistake? Bilam. In conclusion, the Gemara says that we know that Hashem's anger, kirega ba'apo, Hashem's anger is just for a moment. And at that moment, one can curse and take advantage of that one slight, as it were, embedded flaw in the nature of Olam Hazeh. And Bilam could take advantage of that. The question is, what could you possibly say in a regga? In an instant, what can you say? So Gemara says, he could have said, Kalem, that's the traditional understanding of it. Destroy! during the days when Balaam wished to curse the Jewish people, even that fracture was healed. That opportunity wasn't given. But, right, that's what Tosis tells us. In Tomamai, Acholoma Vishal Mu'etis, what curse could Balaam possibly, right, state? What could he possibly say in an instant? Vishlomaya Omer Kalem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chof Chov Amar Melech. Same letters. Chof Lamed Mem, Mem Lamed Chof. And that's what came out of his mouth, was Melech. Ki Yachsid Usuas Melech Bo. The friendship, the togetherness of the king is within the Jewish people, with the Jewish people. So supposed to Kalem, he said Melech. But the Svarim say, told Yitzchak, that's, right, uncle, if I'm not mistaken, I think of the Beis Yosef. He says, he brings from the Raya Mehemna, from the Zohar, in Pinchas, the word Melech is a notrikon, Moach Lev Kaved. Moach, the intellect, which is the physical seat associated with the Neshama, which is pure. Elokai, we say every morning, Neshama Shnosata Bitori, it's pure. The Lamed of Melech, right? Lamed is Lev, the place of affect, the place of Midos. It is the physical seat associated with the spiritual realm known as Ruach. Which way do you go just as the wind blows? Which direction do you take yourself? What is biyadcha? What is in the world of the way you conduct your everyday affairs? How do your midos play out? And at the bottom of the system is the chaf, the kaved. Chazal teach us, and we know by the way that you kasher piece of liver, the kaved is kulo dam, it's all blood, right? All blood. Nefesh, nefesh, nefesh. That's the world of the person's drives. There's hot blood, there's cold blood, etc. And we talk about sins, we all talk always talk about nefoshos, haosos. Right? Those who allow their drives to overcome them. A person, says Tolus Yitzchak, again others, a person who lives besod melech, moach, the world of truth, of the mind, lave, the world of affect, of emoting, of conduct here in this world, the lave, and the world of the drives, the kaved. If a person lives, again, we're not trying to turn ourselves into robots. Each one has its place. The top, though, is the world of truth. This world of truth must wend its way down and find itself into the heart. The world of the Shama, in turn, influences the conduct of the Ruach, from the Moach to the Lev. And the drives, we're not coming to neuter ourselves, but they need to be at the bottom, to take instruction from the Moach and the Lev, the Kaved at the bottom, existent, but at the bottom, the world of drives. The curse that Balaam wished to give to us is Kelim, Klima, shame. You turn yourself upside down, your drives rule you. And your affect, and the world of your emotions, the world of your midos is now affected by your drives. And the moach is not non-existent. It's all harnessed by this world that's colored by the world of drives. Not the head on top, the kavod, the world of drives, not kelim, the lashon klima, shame. This was the curse that Balaam wished to give us. I think we're familiar with this in the world. People haven't become more stupid. People, though, have become much more twisted, upside down. So we wish to avoid at all costs the unfortunate fate of becoming a Talmud of Balaam, by mistake even. We don't want to be a Talmud of Balaam. We want to have hope. Never to give up, that Hashem is involved in our lives, that He's constantly speaking to us, sometimes through tests, sometimes through slaps. We ask that He also reveal himself in the way that he aids us. The tide rises, the tide ebbs, the different ways that Hashem's Hashgacha, his providence, is manifested in our lives. He's always speaking to us. We wish to be people of Moach Lev Kovet, Melech, Usuas Melech Bo, not people of Kelim, not people of shame. It's a point to ponder and to my youngest son, Azar Yitzchak, and to his new Kala, Saraviva. I think it's a crucial part of getting married. It is. This is not just a Bein Aron L'Makom issue, it's a Bein Aron L'Chavero issue as well. Okay. Great Shabbos. Be well.